Welcome to Hunter, Logan, and Mike. This is Season 8, Episode 9, The Video Shoot. At this point, I'm headed out to Lenox, Alabama, and we're going to be doing a video shoot. Now, we're going to be shooting this video over 3 days and 4 locations. Now, my buddy John Richardson from James and John is going to put me up. He's got a big Silver Eagle bus. And I've stayed on buses before. All good. I like it. Used to travel in one myself when I was performing. So I'm all good. So we're in October. It's cool weather-wise. It's going to get cooler at the nighttime. But it got real cool at the nighttime. So during the day, he had the air in there running. Had it good and cold. Probably a good 65, 64 degrees in there. Been running all day. It's a bus, remember? So it's good and cool. Well, we're visiting and out looking at spots and catching up and having a good time. Well, about 10 o'clock at night, I'm going to go in there and it's time to, you know, go to bed because we got to get up early. It's a full day of shooting tomorrow, which is Friday. I come in that Thursday. Well, walk in there. It's cold. It's cold, people. I'm like, whoa. He said, man, well, I'm gonna turn this down. Well, it got colder. And when I say colder, the temperature dropped that night. And it got into the 30s. Oh, man. Oh. He came in right. I got some extra blankets here, my wife. So you might need that. So everything's cut off. I cut the air off completely. If he wouldn't have brought that electric blanket in, I'd have froze. It was cold. I was under a thick quilt, thick blanket, but man, it wasn't enough. And I had clothes on, too. I was sleeping in my clothes. I'm like, I wrapped myself up in that electric blanket, man. And I finally got warm, wrapped up under that thing. But, boy, it was cold. I'm like, hoo-wee. But I was fine. We got up in the morning. Everything was good. Got some coffee and some breakfast. And, man, we were on our way to shoot. It was phenomenal. Each scene we were doing, we did the song about 15 to 16 times over and over. You continue to do it and you do it and you just do it and you do it again and you do it again and you do it again and you do it again. Because it's only every 3 to 5 seconds. You're only using a shot. From 3 to 5 seconds. So, and that's what you're picking out of. After watching the video be completed, watching a completed video, and you're seeing stuff, at the front of the video that happened at the end. Like that's stuff that was done at the end of the song that's in the front of the song. Or you're like, oh man, you're thinking, you know stuff that happened, different things that happened, and you're like, oh, that's cool. And so it was just really cool to see that process. Some people just have talent. You know, people have talent for different things. And to take your concept out of your head and actually make it come to a video that you can see, that's talent. Because I said, I want this, I want that. I'd like for this to happen. I'd like for this to happen. And here's the thing. We had people lined up, right? And the people we had lined up to do stuff, something came up, they couldn't do it. So we're literally having to call people on the spot. Couldn't get them. Said they could, couldn't. So you pull from the people you have. Like, Hey, we're going to need you to do this. What? I can't do that. Yeah, you can. It was just phenomenal. And I'm thinking, you know, the whole time that this is going on, that we ain't got, because I'm a watcher. I'm just a watcher by nature. And it's just like when I go into a room, I'm all the first thing I notice is the exit. Not the one I come in, I'm looking to see where there's another exit. But it just comes from being in the bars all the time when I was playing. The first thing I scoped out was the exit. And then I'm always going to be in a position to where I can't be blindsided. And I don't know what it's like. So and I was always watching people so I could read them. When I could see somebody getting Tupac-a-yad, I'm like, okay, keep an eye on this one. So I'd have my guitar ready to swing and whack on the side of the head, whatever. I wasn't going down. Anyway, I'm a watcher. So I watch people. Even when they don't know I'm watching them, I'm watching them. I've gotten good at watching people where they can't even tell I'm watching them. That's how good I've gotten at watching people. They don't even know I'm watching them. Anyway, so I'm watching the video director as she's writing stuff down and everything, and John's making calls, and John knows a lot of people in that area. He's well respected, and I'm not panicking because one, it's not my show. Two, I don't know anything. And I'm just like, I'm grateful that I'm even getting to do this. That this is even happening. I'm so grateful. I'm just happy. She's not panicking. So I can see she's thinking the barn that we're in playing. John had found, and John, like I said, he knows a lot of people. And everyone that he come in contact with were gracious enough to lend us their places. His neighbor across the street let us use her home. You see the lady, getting ready. The barn that you see out in the middle of the field, which is beautiful, by the way. We had complete use of that. The church was, those folks were just fantastic. They let us use it at will. And some of them came out, and some friends came out. And John called his old band members that he used to play with. And they came out. And none of these people were paid now. They just come did a favor for John. They just volunteered to do it. Which is a testament to John. And how much respect and love they have for him. But what a blessing for me. And so I got to meet with them. And they're just super guys. Just super, super guys. They were down for doing it. They were just a pleasure to hang around. They were just cool. They were just cool musicians, man. They really were. And whatever they needed to do, they were just, it was just a great experience. And it was great to be around a bunch of great people. And I got exposed to some folks who got exposed to me and exposed to my music. And when we were in the church and we were doing that whole thing, man, they were like, hey, we like that. I said, well, thank you. And the church scene was really good. You know, and there's a lot of nuances with that. In the scene of the church, you know, you got the members in there. And then the very last scene is just the band in there. And then there's no one. And then just the book, the Bible falling. And then the pages. And then the door shuts. And you're done. He's coming back again. You know, of course, at that point, he came. It was an experience to see all that come together. And how Ashley, who is the videographer for that, how she handled all that and done all that. I'm telling you, you're going to be hearing a lot from A. Richardson Productions. They're going to be a game changer for artists because they're affordable. You'll be able to check them out here real soon. They're wonderful. And they did a fantastic job. While I was there, I got to meet the chief of the Lenox Spring Hill Volunteer Fire Department, who I found out was a listener of the morning show. Now, those are the coolest things right there. When you go somewhere you've never been before, and meet someone you've never met before, and they find out that they listen to you. That's cool. And one of the best things I love about that is finding out, you know, you don't sound nothing like your voice. And, you know, them thinking what you look like. Of course, it's nothing what they picture. I love that. That's some of the best stuff. But Chief Bartlett, man, he's cool. And they listen down there. And I thought that was really cool. It happens from time to time where you'll go somewhere and someone will say, I'll listen to you, Hunter. And those are the best moments ever. They really are. I am truly blessed to be able to do what I do. And I don't take it for granted. I was truly blessed to be able to have a video done with this song. I think the official release will be January now. We've been doing releases on it, soft releases, everything. But I think it comes out as a package now in January. And hopefully, I can start scheduling some performances as well. But again, as I said in an earlier episode, God first, my wife second. Her well-being trumps the music for sure. I got to take care of her. I'm going to leave it right there. There'll be an episode 10. We're going to finish out the year. I'll be back. Hope you will be too. Remember, check out thehunterlogan.com. If you'd like to get the music, it's free on the website, thehunterlogan.com. Follow me on social media, Instagram, Facebook, X, YouTube. I'm there. I'll see you on the next one.